The post-game interview.
Well done, Lexi. What a fantastic game by you. It was one where sort of a breakout game for sure in defence. How are you finding playing at this level?
Yeah, it's obviously a big step up, but I just feel like every week I'm kind of getting more and more comfortable, and I just felt really myself today.
What was going through your mind? You made a really good start today. We've seen the last couple of weeks you just couldn't quite finish games off, and then GWS hit back hard at you. What sort of things were going through your mind to keep positive and hit back in that last quarter?
Probably just trust the girls. They're going to come back, especially the mids. You know, it all starts from there. So I just tried to trust the girls and, you know, just let what's going to happen, and it worked out.
Thanks for joining us, Lexi. Congratulations on your performance. Izzy Huntington's no mug on a footy field. When did you know you were getting first crack at Izzy today?
Just pre-game, actually. We just had our match-up set up, and number 12 was me. So just kind of just get what you're given, and you just do it, I suppose. Yeah.
Did you know Izzy was number 12, or did you have to go and go, okay, who is number 12?
No, I knew. Yeah, we prepped pretty well.
Talk to us about your journey. Obviously, some injury concerns when you were an under 18 that you've had to overcome to get to this point. How resilient has that made you?
Yeah, obviously bottom age year had a bit of a rough run with my back, but I feel everything happens for a reason. I think that I've come out of it much better than what I was, and I'm actually really grateful that that happened to me, because I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be as grateful as I am for this position, I don't think.
You've come from up the Murray. I know it's Bendigo, yep. Under-18s, but is Moama home, is that right?
Yeah, Chukamoama. Yep, that's my home. Yep. Love it.
Which side of the border?
Well, technically Moama, but, you know, I'm in Echuca as much as I am Moama, so...
either side, it's a lovely, lovely part of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you found the move down to Geelong? Probably not as daunting as maybe having either to go interstate or to a Melbourne-based club?
Yeah, no, it's been so smooth. I live with number 13, Sienna Tallarity, and, you know, we just bounce off each other. It's just nice having a nice mate around the club as well that you can kind of rely on and conform in when you need to. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Awesome. So you had 10 disposals, 4 marks and 278 metres gained. Was there a moment during the game where it hit you that you were like, I'm actually having a really big impact today?
No, I don't really think like that in the game. I'm a bit
probably good.
Straight line. I get a bit angry, so there's not much going through my mind, to be honest.
Oh, that's good. That's a way to play it.
Talking about getting angry, I think, was it you and Tani Evans? Just that little push and shove late in the third quarter. You weren't happy with Tani?
No, I do get a bit wound up on the field. I think I got pushed in the back and just bit back. So, I don't know, just
give as good as you
me.
Get.
Yeah.
You're still alive. That's the main thing. You go to Perth next week playing, you know, the elimination finals for the rest of the year. But, you know, you get on a plane, you make the big trip. How excited are you about the prospect of heading west?
Yeah, it's very exciting, obviously. I'm excited to play there, but I've also got my best friend lives over there. She got drafted to Fremantle, so I'm very excited to go see her as well.
Great stuff. Lexi, congratulations on a wonderful performance this afternoon. It's a young career, and we can't wait to see it blossom here in the hoops over the coming AFLW seasons. Well done, and thanks for joining us on KROQ Footy.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thanks.
Lexi Gregor joining us on KROQ Football. Thanks to Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
The post-game interview.